Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and today we have something very special for you. It's the first episode of an audio adventure series called Nightingale from our friends at GZM Shows, the creator of 6 Minutes, and the same team we worked with to make our Peabody-nominated adventure series, Treasure Island 2020.
What's Nightingale all about? While exploring the halls of their hospital cancer ward, three teens, Sarah, Danny, and Rocco, embark on an epic adventure to save Nightingale from a malevolent force known only as the Darkness before it breaks through and infects our world.
Nightingale stars Gabby Pizzolo from Stranger Things and Ben Schenkman from Billions, and all 12 episodes are available now. We just know that you're going to love it. And if you can't wait to find out what happens in Nightingale after you listen, then make sure to search for the show wherever you're listening to this podcast and subscribe to binge every episode. Or you can look for the link to Nightingale in our show notes.
And now, Kaboom presents the first episode of GZM Show's Nightingale.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Sarah, are you okay?
It's fine. Looks like the screen's okay.
What are you doing out here in the hallway? You heard it too?
Yeah. Any idea what it is?
No idea. Come on.
Hey, I'm pretty sure this hallway is just for doctors and nurses.
I think we're getting closer.
Are you sure? I thought it was louder back there.
No. No, it's definitely this way.
What is that?
I don't know. Turn on your phone light.
Hey, watch it with that thing.
Oh, hey. It's Rocco, right?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, are you... can you be...
I'm fine. Just need to... get used to this chair. Have you guys been hearing that sound?
Yeah. I thought it was the elevator at first, but it's getting...
weirder. Okay, why are the lights flickering?
It must be the storm. They said on the radio it's gonna be a bad one.
I'm gonna go with not the storm on that one.
What is that?
It's the metal bird from Dr. Shepherd's office.
The one in the clock?
I don't think they're supposed to fly around, are they?
Maybe it's a drone or something. Follow it!
Sure, why not? Let's follow the clock bird.
This is the service elevator. This is where the sound is coming from.
Okay, great. Mystery solved. See you guys later.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm leaving.
You don't want to know what it is?
Right now, my curiosity is far outweighed by my desire to not get murdered in a creepy elevator. So no.
Okay. What about you, Rocco?
I'm down to follow the bird into the elevator.
Okay. See ya, Sarah.
Guys, wait!
What are you doing? Guys! Okay, fine. You want to get murdered? Let's get murdered. Now what, genius? Let the magic bird pick the floor? Shh! I swear, if that thing takes a metal poop in my hair... Quiet, please! It's below us. How do you know that? Can't you feel the floor vibrating? That doesn't mean anything.
I agree. Inconclusive.
Just trust me, okay? Sub-basement? Seriously? Have you never watched the news? We stopped.
Guys?
Okay, seriously, what's going on? I think we're about to fall!
Looking at you with fresh eyes, a kaleidoscope of color cries. The bitter parts of me have died, for the uninspired seek better days ahead. Do it for a fail, do it for a future plan. Do it cause you can, do it for a better man. You can always lean on a friend, if you're tired or if you wanna take a stand. Healthier by the day, struggle gone away. Heroes faith is here to stay. Do it cause you've been, do it cause you're on the mend. Do it cause the end is very close at hand. And you're stronger every day. Stronger every day. Get stronger every day.
Okay, Danny?
I'm fine.
Make a left turn in 100 feet.
It's okay to be nervous, you know. I'm nervous.
It's a problem. I love solving problems. There's nothing to be nervous about.
Your destination is ahead on your left, Nightingale Children's Hospital.
Hello there. Checking in today?
That's right. Danielle Guan. I'm her father, Rich.
I'm Nurse Spector. I'm the head nurse here on the fifth floor.
Hey, tight security getting into this place.
Well, Dr. Shepherd says you can never be too careful.
I guess not.
Dad, if you could just sign this paperwork for me. I know the doctor would love to chat with you guys, so just give me 1 minute to get him.
Okay, thanks.
This place isn't so bad, huh? See, look at that photo collage. All the kids who finished treatment here. Except that one. I think that might be Yoda. Oh, that reminds me. Your Uncle Lawrence is flying in from the West Coast.
Really? I haven't seen him since...
Since your mom's funeral?
He gave me this.
You're wearing the charm bracelet.
He said it was for luck.
You don't need luck. You've always made your own.
What do you think this Shepherd is gonna be like? I mean, I've read all these crazy rumors about him online.
I wouldn't put much stock in rumors, Danny.
Danny!
Oh,
You are the Guans, right?
That's us.
I'm Dr. Shepherd. Welcome to Nightingale Children's Hospital.
Wait, how did you know I go by Danny?
You're not the only one who's good at research. Come on, let's head to my office and talk.
How do you know I'm good at research?
Come in, sit down. From what I hear, you guys just beat the storm.
Oh yeah, supposed to be a big one.
And I just got my bike washed.
She's joking, is that a joke?
The tumor has not damaged Danny's sense of humor. You should see her around lunchtime.
Yeah, that's when I really get on a roll.
Are you guys doing that together? Is that like a thing?
What about during dessert?
I'm all good until...
Until you have to split?
Ah, the force is strong with this one.
I'm even better at treating cancer.
Well, I guess we came to the right place.
You did. And I want you to know our approach here is going to be a little different than other hospitals. You may have heard rumors that I'm unorthodox.
Oh, I don't put much stock in rumors.
That's true. She doesn't.
Well, you see, chemotherapy and radiation are only part of a much larger plan. We pride ourselves on using the latest methods, some of which are still considered experimental.
So, what's your opinion on the research being done into telomerase inhibitors? I've been following the trials closely, and I think it's promising. Or what about Dr. Bolio's immunotherapy research? Do you know him?
Wow, it seems like I've met my match.
Join the club. Danny was doing the Sunday Times crossword puzzle before she could ride without training wheels. In pen.
Had to take a break recently. You know, the whole tumor pressing on my brain thing. But I have this song, Alphabet Aerobics, that I recite every day to keep sharp. It has a million lyrics. Artificial amateurs aren't all amazing. Analytically, I assault...
Animate things. Broken barriers bounded by the bomb beat.
Buildings are broken. Basically, I'm bombarding. How do you know that?
I'm not that old. It's a good strategy, and we're going to do our best to get you back in top form.
Whoa. Cool clock.
Look at that little mechanical bird.
It's a nightingale, actually. Little on the nose, I know, but it's been here forever.
Hey, folks. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but would it be okay if I grab the doctor to help with a little situation outside?
Situation?
You-know-who situation?
Right. I'll meet you out there. Danny, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to leave you two to get settled. Oh, and just so you know, there's actually another girl about your age on the floor.
Oh, yeah?
Her name is Sarah. She's been in treatment on and off for almost 5 years. I think you'll get along great. She's an absolute sweetheart.
Get away from me! You're all vampires!
Sarah, stay right where you are. I'll come get you.
No thanks, Mom.
You know, it's not safe out here on the highway. It's supposed to rain soon.
Dad, just leave me alone.
Sarah, it's Nurse Spector. Let me walk you back to the hospital.
Walk yourself into traffic, lady.
Get out of the road. What are you, crazy?
Please, Sarah, it's just a blood draw.
You took 4 vials yesterday. What, are you selling it on eBay?
This is just to confirm the results of yesterday's test.
Wait, what? Results? There are results?
Sarah, it's Dr. Shepherd.
I'm not going back. I'm tired of you and I'm tired of your tests.
Okay, yeah, I get that. But hey, I'm going about 63 miles under the speed limit right now and I'm kind of expecting to get rear-ended any second. So maybe you can do me a solid and hop in and then we can talk about it going back.
Dr. Shepherd, she just said that there were results from yesterday.
Maybe we should go back to the hospital and we can talk about it.
No, tell me now.
Still going about 3 miles an hour here on the Jersey Turnpike.
Just say it.
Okay, Sarah. Yesterday's tests were not what we were hoping for. They confirmed what we all suspected. Your leukemia is no longer in remission.
Hey, back off. My daughter is sick.
I don't understand. I thought you said she was cancer-free.
She was, but we always knew there was a chance this could happen. Now we're gonna schedule a few more tests today just to double check. And then we can discuss a plan of attack.
No.
I'm sorry?
I don't want to do this again. I can't do this again.
Sarah, sweetie, let's get in the car.
Just leave me alone.
There she goes.
Sarah, I understand how you're feeling right now.
No, actually you don't. How could you?
Because I was once you.
What?
I know what it feels like to fall out of remission, but we caught it early this time, and we've learned what it responds to. That means your treatment is going to be faster and more effective. I know I just hit you with a sledgehammer, but I also know you can take it. So do you think you could do me a favor and get in the car before we all become roadkill?
guess.
And maybe you could let Nurse Spectre take a little more blood. What do you say?
I say, this sucks.
Yeah, I know.
We're so sorry, honey. But you know you're strong enough to get through this. You've done it before, and you'll do it again.
And just remember, you're not alone. There's so many kids here going through exactly the same thing as you.
Really? Name one.
Well, I heard there's a kid down the hall from you who just lost his leg. Some kind of bone tumor, I think.
That's right. His name's Rocco.
Oh, gosh, that's horrible. Poor guy. He must be so scared.
Hey, Rock. Check it out. I was able to get the soccer channel working.
Just turn it off.
Okay. You sure you don't want to try to eat something?
No.
Rocco, Mr. Herrera, is it okay if I come in?
Yeah, sure, Doc. Come on in.
How you doing, Rocco?
You said it was just going to be the foot.
I know. I'm sorry. But you see, once we started the surgery, we discovered the tumor had grown since the last scan. It had grown quite a lot, actually, so we had to be sure to get it all.
Well, nobody asked me.
No, but asking you would have meant bringing you out of anesthesia, and I promise you, you wouldn't have wanted that. So, we made the call, along with your dad.
That's great. You made the call, and now I'm never going to play again.
I promise you, Rocco, this was the only way to...
You should have told me that from the start. You should have made me think everything was going to be okay, and everything is not okay.
Well, in a few weeks, once the wound has had a chance to heal... We're going to move you downstairs where you can get fitted for a prosthetic. We like to get patients started on physical therapy as soon as possible.
It's the same plan as before, Rock.
That's right. Only difference is instead of a foot, you're going to be getting a whole new leg. Rocco.
Can I just be alone now, please?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Hey! Hello? Hey! Wanna take the AirPods out? AirPods!
Huh? Oh. What's up?
I'm Danny. I just got here.
Yeah? What are you in for?
Pineoblastoma. Brain tumor.
That's a rough one. Sorry.
What about you?
Acute lymphocytic leukemia. Otherwise known as all, as in all the cancer. I'm Sarah, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Dr. Shepherd told me about you.
I'll bet he did.
Yeah, he said you were cool.
What'd he tell you about the other patients? I heard there's a kid who got his leg cut off. My mom said she could hear him crying last night.
Sarah?
I don't even know what the big deal is. I mean, the kid gets to be cancer-free. You think I wouldn't trade a leg to not have to-
Sarah, I think that's him. He looks so sad.
You think he heard me?
Well, he's turning around and wheeling back inside, so I'd say probably. Ugh, we should go in too. Looks like the storm's coming.
It.
Oh, hey. It's Rocco, right?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, are you... Can you be...
I'm fine. Just need to... Get used to this chair. What is that?
It's... The metal bird from Dr. Shepherd's office.
Sub-basement? Have you never watched the news?
Guys. Okay, seriously, what's going on?
We stopped.
No, wait. I think we're about to fall!
Okay.
Depends. What do you think is outside these elevator doors?
Sounds like someone wants to get out.
Is that sunlight coming through?
The button's not working. Sarah, help me pull the door open. There goes the bird into the forest?
Whoa. I've never seen leaves this red.
Look behind us. It's like we're coming out of the ruins of some giant metal castle.
It's like a dream. Is this a dream?
Or a nightmare? What was that?
Something's out there in the woods.
Please, don't be scared.
Robot!
Killer robot!
Please, I'm not going to hurt you.
You?
My name is Nails. Pleased to make your acquaintance. You are...
Danny. That's Sarah and Rocco.
Don't tell it our names!
Ignore them. What is this place?
This? This is Nightingale.
Like the hospital?
I'm so very glad you came. I was beginning to worry nobody would answer my call.
You mean that weird horn sound was you?
Indeed. Now, please, follow me. We have much to discuss, and it's not wise to be out for so long.
Why is that?
No reason. I like your... wheels.
Thank you?
You are welcome. Now, please, follow close and try to keep up.
This is insane. I'm calling my mom. No service.
Come in or what? I did mention that we're going to get murdered, right?
Here we are!
You could have told us how far it was. Pushing a wheelchair here.
Didn't ask you to do that, Sarah.
Quickly, come inside.
You live here?
Hmm? Oh, no. No. This is more like a temporary accommodation. Now, please, sit down. I've fashioned you all some chairs. I hope you don't mind. We don't really use them here, so I guessed on the design.
Those are chairs?
Why? Is something wrong with them?
No. They just look kinda spiky.
I'm good standing, thanks.
Yeah, same.
Ah, right. Well, I'm sure you're all full of questions.
That's an understatement.
This place... You said it's called Nightingale?
That's right.
And everyone here is like you?
What she means is, are you like a real thing? Or did someone, like, build you or something?
Sarah! That's actually not what I meant.
It's okay. I know how overwhelming this must be for you. No. Nobody built me. And yes, there are others like me. I am a Makri. And this world is our home. It is a beautiful place. But...
What was that? An earthquake?
My people, we don't have a name for it. Most of us just call it the darkness.
That sounds bad.
We don't know why it's here. Why it does what it does to us. For generations, we've been forced to live with it. Forced to live in constant fear of attack, of being killed, or even worse.
Worse than being killed? What's worse than being killed?
You'll see in time. That's why I brought you here. Why I uncovered the doors.
The doors? You mean the elevator doors?
Whoa. What is that?
Oh dear. Closing so soon.
Closing?
I feared this would happen. I cannot keep it open. And when the doors shut...
When they shut... what?
Thank you all so much for coming. I'll be waiting for you when you return.
Danny? Honey? Time to wake up.
Where am I?
You're in your hospital room. Your dad just stepped out to get some breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Nurse Spector. I'm just a little...
You had quite a night, didn't you?
What do you mean?
I found you after midnight in the hallway over by the service elevator with two other patients all passed out.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
You don't remember anything?
What's that?
That, my dear, is the sweetest sound this place has to offer. Come on, follow me into the garden.
I know it may seem a little overboard, but days like today are truly the reason we are all here. So let me again just say congratulations to Carla, who is officially cancer-free and will be leaving us today.
Danny, over
never
here.
Never to return again.
Rocco, Sarah, why don't you bring up with family good to see you guys.
Yeah, whatever.
What the heck happened last night? My brain's a little bleh, but best guess is that it must have been some kind of group hallucination. Maybe brought on by a gas leak. I'm not sure.
No way. That wasn't a hallucination.
Then how do you explain it?
I can't.
Sarah?
Here comes my parents.
There you are. And you're with friends.
This is Danny and Rocco. Guys, these are my parents. Hi.
Hello.
It's great to meet you both.
I love sunny days like this after a big storm, don't you? Just so perfect. Oh, Beanie, don't move. There's something in your hair.
Ow, Mom, don't pull.
Huh, it's a leaf. Never seen one so red before.
Like, the flag of Canada. Oh, wait. It's fake. Feels like it's made of metal or something.
Can I see that, please? I have to go to the bathroom.
Me too.
Okay.
We have to go back. Tonight. Same time.
Where were those three headed in such a hurry?
Oh, hi, Dr. Shepherd, Nurse Spector.
I'm just glad to see Sarah making friends.
They went on some kind of adventure in the halls last night.
Didn't they?
What kind of adventure? Who knows, but they tired themselves out, that's for sure. They were asleep near the service elevator when I found them.
Really?
Do we need to worry?
Nah, it's natural for kids their age to want some freedom in these halls. If you'll excuse me.
Okay, sub-basement, go!
What's going on? Why aren't we moving?
I... don't know.
Maybe the button's broken.
Let me try.
I don't get it.
That's because there's nothing to get. I knew it wasn't real.
But the leaf. Danny, the leaf.
Hang on a second. Something must be different. Different? It's after midnight, like last time. Maybe we need to, like, wish for it?
Wish for it? Like Neverland?
Everybody try touching the button at the same time. See if that does anything.
Okay, on three. One,
two,
three!
The bird! The nightingale from the clock. That's what's different.
That bird is definitely different.
Okay, now we're all here. And now, do we just... Away! It's the forest. We made it. We're back. And there goes the nightingale again.
Nails! Nails, we're here! We came back!
Nails?
Guess he didn't know we were coming this time.
What is that?
Oh, look at the birds!
What are they all flying away from?
Whatever's coming through the trees.
That was the first episode of GZM Show's audio adventure series, Nightingale. If you can't wait to find out what happens next, search for Nightingale wherever you hear this podcast or look for the link in our show notes. Now, in just a moment, we'll share a preview of our next episode. But first, we wanted to remind you that after next week's episode, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back in late May with a new kind of story.
That's right. All summer long, we're going to bring you new episodes of a 15-part series called Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. It's the hilarious and heartfelt story of a middle schooler named Quentin Manning who dreams of being a detective. In each episode, he investigates mysteries, large and small, at Marlow Middle School. The series was written by the great storyteller and Grammy winner Bill Harley.
You'll find episodes of Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, right here in the Kaboom podcast feed starting in late May. Now, here's a preview of our next episode, an original audio adventure called The Last Doll.
Alicia receives an unexpected gift at her quinceañera party.
Here is your last doll.
What happened to its hair?
And it only has one eye?
But she soon discovers this is no ordinary toy.
I'm here to create the party of your dreams.
Can Alicia get her magical doll under control?
The crazy doll my aunt gave me is trying to mess up the whole party.
The Kaboom staff includes Miriam Arce, Evadine Hendricks, and Tristan Schetzel. Our audio engineer is Carly Wilson. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.